Today, learn a parable, say it with me, of the what? One more time. Learn a parable of the, and this isn't a long parable. It's actually sort of a short one. Let's check it out. A parable of the fig tree. One out of every 30 Bible verses mentions the return of Jesus Christ or the end of the world. One out of every 30 Bible verses has something to do with Jesus, return, or the end of the world. That is a lot of stuff in your Bible. Amen? Keep looking. In the 216 chapters of the New Testament, there are more than 300 references to the second coming of Jesus. Okay? So if you would say to me, Pastor Clark, you don't believe Jesus is coming again, do you? You don't believe one day this world will end. It won't be like it is now. It's going to be, I'd go, well, absolutely, I do believe he's coming again. Do I understand it all? No, absolutely not. I tell you, I still struggle with how did Mary, who's a virgin, have Jesus? You know what I'm saying? Well, it's the plan of God, the miraculous plan of God. There's no way for you to please God except through faith. Say that with me. There's no way for you to please God except through what? Hebrews 11:6. Okay? You cannot please God without faith. So do I believe Jesus is coming in? Yes, I do. Have I got it all figured out? No, I don't. Do I believe it's going to happen? I do. Why do you believe that? Because I have faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the what? Word of God. And the point is, if you don't believe in the return of Christ, or if you don't believe that Jesus Christ is God's one and only Son, you know why you don't? It's because you haven't heard the Word of God. As you hear the Word of God, it plants in your heart like a seed, and our hope is that it'll be sown on good ground. And it'll grow, like it did my drunk mama. She was sitting in a chair one night, watching Billy Graham, drunk as a skunk. And somehow that word got through her heart, and she was hurting. And it was enough to motivate her the next morning to get out of bed and get me up, and we walked to church. And we heard more word. Came home, lived like the devil. Went back next Sunday, heard more word. And good people loving on us. Boy, you need to take that word and season it with love from good folk. Amen? And then the third week we went back. Lived like the devil that week, though. Go back, heard more word, and something took root. Amen? And something grew. And we both trusted Christ as our Savior. That's the word. You understand where I'm coming from today? So about the Jesus or tough things in the scripture, people get all screwed up on Jonah and the whale and the flood and creation right out of the gate. In the beginning, God created heavens and the earth. People, I don't believe that. Well, it's because you don't have faith. You understand or not? And you cannot please God without faith. Yeah, but I'm a good person. I'm nice to people. Great! Get a rotary pen or something. God's not that impressed. Matter of fact, it's offensive to him. You must be born again. You must have faith in me. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be what? Saved. That's what the Bible says. Confess with your mouth Jesus, and believe in your heart God raised Jesus from the dead, and thou shalt be saved. It's not like he hasn't done everything for us, amen? And we just simply, like a child, must have what? Faith. So I went over all that to say the return of Christ is also going to require you to have faith. Amen? Let's look at it. Those who knew Jesus while he was on earth regularly talked about his return in their sermons and letters. Those who knew him that actually had something to do with him while he was on this planet, when they wrote about stuff, they wrote about, under the inspiration of the Spirit, but they wrote about his return again. Okay? So this isn't something made up by a bunch of wild-eyed prophetical folk like me. Amen? I'm from Rockingham. I couldn't make this stuff up. Are you kidding me? Here we go. When the disciples asked Jesus about his return and the end of the world, he gave them very specific details. Amen? Just going to look at a scripture before we get into the parable of the fig tree. Matthew 24:3, and as he, that's Jesus, sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming, say it with me, and of the what? End of the world. They were interested in that. You're coming again and the end of the world. And they were a lot worse off than we are. We have scripture. We have all kinds of things they didn't have. Yeah, they had Jesus, but they were fishermen, sort of screwed up. And they're asking all kinds of questions. And so Jesus gave them a bunch of signs. In Matthew 24 and 25, there's all kinds of signs of Jesus coming. You can get our message series, The Last Days According to Jesus, out there if you want to. And just spend time. Go on the computer. It doesn't cost you a dime. And just look at all these notes if you'd like. But there are many signs of his coming. What are going to be the signs of your coming? This is really important if you're going to understand this parable. Pop them up. He said there's going to be deception or counterfeit Christ. And this parallels, hang on, this parallels Matthew 24 and 25, parallels also with Revelation chapter 6. Okay, and the seals and things that happen in the judgments in the book of Revelation. But I want you to see, he gave them a bunch of signs before he ever talks about the fig tree. He said there's going to be dissension or wars and rumors of wars. There's going to be devastation or famines. Are y'all hearing any of that stuff today? Yes or no? Of course you are. There's going to be disease, pestilences. There's going to be disasters, earthquakes, tsunamis, different crazy things happening. There's going to be death. Persecution is going to take place. It's happening. Disloyalty, offending, betraying, and hating is going to be prevalent. That's one of the signs. There's going to be delusion, which is false religions. People are going to come up with the craziest, wild-eyed stuff, and people are going to believe it. Is that happening or what? Absolutely. There's going to be defection. There's going to be lawlessness and cold-heartedness. But hallelujah, there's going to be what? Say it with me. Declaration. Did you know that's one of the signs of Jesus' return and the end of the world? Is the gospel being preached around the world. And as Craig prayed, we have a young man who's come into our ministry, his family. He left on yesterday. Zach, one of our musicians that's up here, you've seen Zach. Zach left on yesterday to go to Korea to be a part of a team to share the gospel with that nation. Is that incredible? Even our own little ministry here on the radio, on television, we're on the, have a website called PastorGarySermons.com. You can go there, and they're telling me the number one people that are listening are people in China. Are you kidding me? People in China listen to me, and Iran? Can you imagine such a thing? What am I saying? And we're just little old tiny. There's ministries around the world that are taking the gospel like it's never happened before. Are y'all listening to what I'm trying to tell you? Signs. They're all here. Now let's learn a parable of the fig tree based on what we just did. So what does the parable of the fig tree have to do with all the signs of Jesus coming and the end of the world? Say it with me. Can you scream it? Everything! We're going to try to keep this parable real simple today. A lot of people have made up all kinds of stuff about this parable. Let's look at it. Here's the parable. Matthew 24. Now learn a what? Parable of the what? When his branches is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, you know that what? Summer is near. So likewise ye, when ye shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away. Say it with me. But my words shall not what? But of that day and hour knoweth who? No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Hang right there with that verse. Let's say that again. So next time a kook somewhere, I don't care how big his radio ministry is out of California, guys, whatever, says Jesus is coming, he talks all these people into getting billboards across America. Jesus is coming on this day. Didn't. You know why? Say it with me. Verse 36. But of that and knoweth No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. Oh, but now the angels don't know it, but some dude out in California knows. I don't think so. Amen? That's part of that parable. That verse is part of this parable. We learned something already, didn't we, say? Next time you hear a kook, somebody on television telling you Jesus is coming on such and such a day, you just go ahead and say, he is a false prophet. Say that with me. He is a false prophet. Say it one more time. He is a false prophet. Far as I'm concerned, you can look at the television and go, liar. Because I'm going to put my faith in Jesus. I've been around a while. I know I'm not as old as some of you in this building, but I've been doing this for a while. I've seen so many people come up with bull and lie to people and get their money and all this. I don't care how well-meaning they are. They need to read the Bible. If you're going to stand in a place of authority over me and tell me when Jesus is going to do this and that, I would think you should have read your Bible, fool. Amen, yes or no? Come on, here we go. Are we going to learn the parable or not, Raj? I don't know. We'll see. The parable of the fig tree is a vivid and understandable illustration, say this with me, to help the disciples, not confuse the disciples. Jesus didn't talk to try to make them, you know, want to jump off a bridge. He talked to try to help them understand. All right? Now let's look at a verse in Mark 4:11 just for a minute. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the what? Of God. But unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables. What does that mean? We're talking about parables. We're kicking it off today. Jesus spoke in parables to help people who wanted to see the truth. Jesus spoke in parables to help people who wanted to see the truth, to be able to see it. And to those who didn't want to see the truth, but had their own way, their own agenda, their own plans, it was concealed to them. And they didn't understand it. Because he's God, and he can teach this way, and he can really say it the way he wants to. So some are getting it, because those that want to get it are going to get it, and those that don't want to get it, fine. You understand? Parables. So with that in mind, Jesus is teaching a parable. Does he want to confuse the disciples, yes or no? Does he want people that don't give a rip and could care less and who's trying to tear down the truth or pervert the truth? Does he teach parables and hope that they get the parable? Not really. It's not what he's about. You should know the truth, and the truth will set you free. If you want to come to Jesus with your own agenda, listen to me. If you want to come to Jesus with your own agenda, I'm Episcopalian, I'm Baptist, I'm whatever, I tell you what, you better lose that mess. Y'all hearing me, yes or no? Well, that's the way I was raised. I've had recent arguments with people. They want to tell me their past religion as if that's going to stop me or get me to change my Bible or the way I'm going to talk to them about Christ. Is that crazy or what? You can't come to Jesus that way. Come to him not with some kind of agenda, not with some kind of, well, this is what I think, and this is what, it's all about what he thinks. Y'all hearing me? I know I'm all over the place this morning. I'm trying to do that on purpose. I'm pretty good at being all over the place. Here we go. Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When its branch is yet tender and put forth his leaves, you know that summer is nigh. So likewise you, when you shall see all these things, know that it is near, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass till all these things be fulfilled. Amen? Three views of this parable. Three quick views of this parable. Number one, here's the first view. Jesus was coming back very soon. And this generation means the disciples would not pass away before he returned. He was talking to the disciples. He said, this generation is not going to pass away. But he did give all those signs. So one view would be that Jesus would be coming again to those that were living at that time. Y'all understand that? Yes or no? Number two, second view. Generation speaks of Israel. And Jesus would return before Israel would die out. That's another prevalent view that's out there. Before Israel would be totally dispersed, Jesus would come again. Another view, The fig tree speaks of Israel. And this is a very popular view in seminaries like I went to, and Baptist circles. Okay? The fig tree speaks of Israel and began being fulfilled in 1948. Say it with me. When Israel was what? Reestablished as a nation. The generation living at that time would not pass away before Jesus Christ returned. Okay? A lot of people believe that's what, that's a very popular view. That is actually the view that many of you grew up with, and that's a view that I grew up with. Okay? Let's look at it. A generation is between 30 to 40 years. So this view has lost some what? Oops! See, that's the thing about God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is eternal. He is immutable. He doesn't change. You can come up with all your kinds of theories, and he'll be living there way past it to laugh. You hear me? So since I remember Ed Velo, a great, at one time he was a great prophetic speaker, and he gave, I think it was 88 reasons Jesus is coming in 1988. And wonder how he came up with 88. 1948 plus 40 equals what? You don't have to be a scholar to do that. The date has been readjusted now to the victory of the Six-Day War in 67. Oh, no, it must be 1967. Add 40 to that. Woo, we got us 20 more years. It's 2007. Uh-oh. And these people, many of them Bible believers, they love God. I just wish we could just calm down a little. Say that with me. When common sense makes sense, then seek no other. Boy, you need to know this when you read your Bible. Say it with me again. When common makes, then seek no other. One more time. When common makes, then seek no other. Now, that's really good for when you're reading your Bible. But you know what? That's pretty good when you're living your life, too. Not bad advice, huh? But no, I'm going to make it up. I'm going to be the one that tells you when Jesus is coming. I'm going to be the guy. Let's get billboards. There's no greater message than to preach this message. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Won't you spend your time doing that instead of trying to make up something? Y'all hearing me today? Yes or no? Good message, man. Instead of these billboards, Jesus coming in, why don't we put something on a billboard that says Jesus loves them, that he loves everybody, that he died for everybody. That's a good message, isn't it? We'll scare them. Come on. So what was this meaning? Was Jesus trying to confuse the disciples? Yes or no? No. So we've looked at the three views, and the last view has been the most popular view in the day and time that you and I live. Fig trees were everywhere in Israel. They were common. Say common. Common. Something that was easily seen and most knew a little something about. Let's just talk about a fig tree. Okay. I know a little something about fig trees. Well, good. We're going to keep the cookies on the bottom shelf for you. And this is how Jesus was talking. Okay? Wasn't trying to confuse the disciples. What's this parable mean? Learn the parable of the fig tree. Now learn the parable of the fig tree. When his branch is yet what? And put forth his leaves, know you that summer is nigh. When the fig tree branches are tender, that is to say, when the sap starts flowing and the leaves begin breaking forth, you know summer's what? Don't y'all know that up north, say? Everything's dead, everything's all cold, and the old spring comes along, and look, there's some little leaves coming out of the limb of the tree. You don't have to be a Rhodes Scholar to understand, hey, there's some leaves coming, and if it's a fruit tree, we're probably going to have some fruit. Have I lost you? So what does the parable mean? Jesus is saying, just as the budding of the fig tree means summer is near, likewise understand that the generation living, when the signs of the last days occur, will not have to wait long for Christ appearing. Did I lose you? It's hard knowing Jesus is coming again. I understand that. It's hard on our little head. I don't understand it either. And the world as we know it being completely destroyed, that is just hard for me to even fathom. But it's consistently taught in the Bible. He said he would come again. This world as you know it will pass away. The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be what? Write in your Bible. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first earth and the first heaven were what? And there was no more sea. It is certainly guaranteed by Jesus Christ's very own words that he's coming again and the world will end as you and I know it. Heaven and earth shall what? But my words what? That's just on who you're going to believe. Is Jesus coming again? Will the world pass away as we know it? Absolutely. That's what Jesus said would happen. Impossible as it may seem, this is going to happen. Jesus Christ is coming again. God's word is true. It's more permanent than the earth that you live on. Say that with me. God's word is true and more permanent than the earth you live on. That's what he was saying. Keep looking. So what's the parable of the fig tree? What is the gist of the parable of the fig tree? When you see all these signs, what was the question? They sat down with him. They asked him privately, would you tell us what shall be the signs of your coming and the end of the world? And so Matthew 24, he takes a lot of time. And later on in Matthew 24, he gives the parable of the fig tree. Did I lose you? Still understanding? So what is the answer? What is the meaning? When common sense makes sense, seek no other sense. When you sit down and somebody's asking you some questions and you're talking to them about what their question is, then don't be changing the subject later. Got it? Stay with the subject. So be watching for be watching for deception, dissension, devastation, disease. You don't have to watch much. Death, disasters, disloyal, delusion, defection, declaration of the gospel around the world. Be watching. Pay attention. Believe and be watching. Know that you're going to be accountable to Jesus Christ. The point is, that's what the point of this parable is. Don't get hung up on when Israel became a nation. Oh, it's a miracle that Israel became a nation. No doubt about that. 1948, it's incredible. I believe it plays into end time events for sure. However, this parable teaches. What is the parable of the fig tree? Be watching. Pay attention. When you start to see those leaves break forth, you'll know summer is what? Near. When you start to see the signs of my coming, that ought to be a time that you examine your own life. You get ready. Do we know the day or hour when Jesus is coming? Yes or no? No. I don't know the season. I don't know the year. There are people that get hung up on that and say, yeah, I don't know the day nor hour, but he said we could make, he didn't say we couldn't know the season nor the year. That's what they'll tell you. Come on. What's the point? Do you feel like Jesus could come at any moment today, church? That's what I feel. I really do. Does he have to meet up with my little plan? No. But I tell you what, that parable is teaching me, Gary, be watching. Pay attention. Those leaves seem to be budding. Amen? Did I lose you today or you're all right? Okay. That is the parable of the fig tree. When you see all these things, this generation shall not pass away. Is that my generation? To be honest with you, I'm not sure. But I tell you one thing. If anything, I've got more intensity in me and more commitment in me as I look at my world around me. And I think more of a need than ever to preach the gospel
and reach out and reach people for Christ and build a facility. I mean, if Jesus is coming in 3 weeks, why are we building a facility? Because I don't know when he's coming. Amen? But we need to be working and watching. Y'all got it? Okay. That sounds pretty good. Amen. Let's praise the Lord for his word this morning. Amen? All right. Thank you, Lord.